that drop the beat. Sit in the corner, cower, behold the child wow. It's wild hour, we bring our power. Now you be gone now, sir. Well, you gotta start us out with a mild flower. From the top of the Freedom Tower to the bottom of the D5 flower. On the floor of the town shower, sunset and gower. Bottom of the sister bar, Jack Bauer. One later, or you need an hour. Wild hour is the wildest hour. It's not yours, it's mine, it's ours. Wild hour. Bow to the power of the wildest hour.
By the flickering tiki.
It's perfect, dude. There's not been one clip yet.
And the biggest full moon of the year is about to shine her knowing orb on us. She's going to put her moon load right on me. Oh, my God. I taste like beer and citronella and tiki fluid.
He smells like beer and citronella. And tiki fluid.
Sitting in the backyard. He's got JD, Stacy Baker, aka Retard.
That's tough. You know, on the way over here.
It's a music term.
I was thinking of like.
Slow down. Retard.
I don't know. I think because I'm afraid of being happy.
You're afraid of joy. Go on.
All the way over here, I was thinking about like the worst moments in my life. Like the moments, not
it's
like
not that long a drive.
I know, but that's how it doesn't take me long to get there.
Right, and then you just flash a memory.
Oh yeah, but I'm not years talking about like flash I'm not talking just, about like things that like that were bad that happened to me.
Right,
but like where I was the wrong person and I did something that I regret.
Oh, so like you, it's not that it was.
I was
a bad
reliving
thing.
Shit I did.
You were bad.
I was, yeah.
You were bad.
I beat myself up like every once in a while with some of the stuff I've done. I just can't help it. I don't know why.
He beats himself up. He beats himself off. Come on, everybody.
Yeah.
I saw the Barbie movie.
Yeah, yesterday, right?
It was great.
Yeah, I've heard it's great.
It was my favorite comedy since Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
$1 billion movie. I imagine it's not sucky.
Warner Brothers, best money making, the most money a Warner Brothers title has ever made, surpassing Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 7, 8, 9, 5. Quisumbine, Luminos, Expecto Patronum.
Harry, the boy who lived.
Yes, Headmaster, just you don't have to always call me the boy who lived.
The boy who lived. Harry Potter. Come take your purple wand. And stick it up my robe,
okay,
Harry.
So, I got those wands because they're whatever. And
no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
you have wands.
So we came across.
You have discontinued wands.
We got a couple of these discontinued wands from a
Discount
guy.
Hogwarts.
Discount Hogwarts.
We don't do Diagon Alley.
No, they just like it was a resale. You know, it's cheap. But anyways,
they got a flea market. At the drive-in theater in Diagon Alley.
My wife's a millennial, right?
Oh, right.
Okay, let's just go there. And then...
how much younger is she than us?
She's a deca under me.
So
she's
born
10
in
years younger than me
something?
On the nut. 82, bro.
Dude.
Yeah.
I was born in 76, like a gentleman.
Oh, that's a good year. That's the bicentennial. I carried them quarters around
Jason,
for
just
years.
Hold for plane.
It's like a movie set, dude.
That one came in for a landing.
That was kind of plain, too. You said hold for a plane.
Can that I was get anything a... but plain.
Oh, that was kind of...
Oh, doesn't smell plain. Doesn't smell good. Average.
Yeah, you just had some onion. Red onion.
I did have red onion.
Okay, so did you get the goat?
I ordered the beef fajitas, and they gave me the chicken fajitas.
You're lucked out, because they probably couldn't catch whatever they were trying to serve you as beef. they're taking our fire goats. I swear, dude.
We need those fire goats.
I love that place, right?
Sure, okay?
I love that place. But the last two times I've had food from there, that meat, I get the fajitas, the beef or steak, was wrong.
Yeah.
Like wrong. And I mean, two times
I never
times
got
in
it.
A row.
I always get the chicken fajitas, but then my sister got the beef and I had it one night and it was a good night. And I was like, this is great.
Oh, lucky you.
And then I had it second time and I was like, this is not as good.
No, the first time I moved in the when I first moved here, we went there because I think it was you that told us about it. So we went there. We took my parents there. We had a great time. Yeah, fucking, you wait for your table at the bar.
They closed the restaurant at 8:15 p.m. It's for Blue Air.
Still no.
The latest it's open is, I believe, Friday and Saturday night until 9 p.m.
It used to be later, though, wasn't it, before the
I don't think
so,
because it's in that residential area.
Maybe it must be in their lease.
Residential-ish.
It might be. Well, it's on Silver Spur.
It's parallel to Silver Spur. It's just off Silver Spur.
Oh, that's right. It's on that one street next to the nursery.
Yeah, so I think that's what gets them. Pass.
That's possible. Because
but it's like there's not houses.
But it's
like
incorporated. It's an incorporated city. You never know. Like
8:15 p.m. Shut it down Sunday through Thursday.
They're like, okay, we'll take it because we can sell liquor to like a lot of people before then. Then they can go to Terranea.
Well, Blue Hairs get out there at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
5:30.
You know why?
Smart.
Glaucoma.
Well, they got to get home and wash the wheel.
They got to get Well, they also got to get home before the fucking glare's too much in their eyes.
This full moon's killing them.
Well,
get home before the full moon hits your retinas, Marge.
Headlights. I mean,
my name's Martha. You don't have a cousin Patty.
You don't have a cousin Patty.
Marge, I never mentioned Patty, Martha. I said my name is Martha.
So yeah, man, not meat, not beef.
Not meat.
Not beef.
Not meat.
Hashtag not meat.
That was a different movement.
So before we get too deep into distraction.
Okay.
I found this other object in my office. And this is not some gimmicky shit from
that's
McDonald's.
That's not from a Happy Meal.
No, that's...
This is a great
Hallmark... That's a swag item, buddy. That's from a movie, I think.
This is like... Is this a two-sided Christmas ornament? Or
bro.
Are there two Christmas
ornaments?
Do you
want to share it?
Or are these earrings?
No, it's Christmas ornaments, but if there's two, maybe we could be... Like, we could think of each other when we hang it.
We can think of each other at Christmas. Keep the Chris Wilde in Christmas, Jason.
I'll go to wherever house your party isn't.
Oh, gosh.
Be like, hey, Jay, you know, all these years of hanging out, we're going to have you over for Christmas.
It's two, dude.
But it's not at my house.
It's two.
Oh, that's fantastic. We should do that. Is that cool?
We're Snoopy Ornament Brothers.
Yeah, you don't need... cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, you don't need two.
We just toasted Snoopy Christmas ornaments.
And
he's on the doghouse. It's decorated for Christmas. It's classic.
Just go like that. Just go like
it
that,
is
dude.
Classic. This is,
that's the point of cameras.
I cater this show to the audio listener because
you
I'm
didn't
old,
cater this show. I got a beer.
You didn't cater. Your cousin Patty did. You had a beer. And then there's more beer where that came from.
Where's
JD?
The food cater guy?
I just came from Red Onion, and I alerted you so you could have joined us.
Like farts don't count as appetizers.
You could have joined us. That chicken fajita fart was the main course.
Oh, isn't it amazing when you have a fart? The next day or maybe at midnight.
Label it.
That kind of, it just kind of reminds you of like, you know what? If it was just a little different, that would be tasty smelling.
No, it wasn't tasty smelling.
You never had
a
garlic, like chicken, like just a, like almost smelled like food.
Oh, no.
Because the food that you're eating was so strong.
You know what I did?
You didn't get your coupon punch.
I don't think I took my credit card back. Classic rookie mistake.
Road trip.
Wait, please tell me it's in here. Oh, Christ.
Did you put it in a different pocket?
Christ was a cannibal on Christmas.
You didn't put it in a different pocket? Is it in your driving console?
In my wallet.
Do we have to
start the show? And they're closed, so I can't call.
Oh, yeah. They're up the street.
Well, I got to go charge the car at the supercharger anyway, which is right across the street, but... that sucks, Jay.
So what are they...
That totally sucks.
What kind of charge are those? Like level threes or twos over there? You talking about at
the
grocery?
One across? It's at the library.
Oh,
and it is supercharger. Super.
Oh, it's
fast.
At level three. Because it's not a four. Fours are for like the big rigs. I've been researching these things because I want to build some.
I mean, it could be in the whip.
I want to build
hopefully
a charging station somewhere.
The credit card is in the whip. What's crazy is. I think because my wife complained that she couldn't find her card, and I think her battiness and daffiness.
She took your card.
No, I think it's contagious. I think I'm catching it.
They got all the wild cards up there at the Red Onion.
They're going to be like, that particular episode after Dog Days, Chris Wilde really had an edge on him because he was so uncomfortable not knowing where his Advantage MasterCard was.
Number.
The not knowing is what killed him.
I'll tell you the CVV code.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't
the
do that.
CRV code.
CVR.
CVS code. VCR code. All right, I'm emptying the whole wallet. We're going to empty the whole. It's not in here because yeah, there's just a pocket for it, and it's not you in just, its pocket.
I hope candy falls out of your wallet. It's like a magic
wallet.
Well, I had
the Andes candy.
What is that? Bits of plastic?
This is.
Litter?
A toothpick.
Toothpicks, okay.
It could be in the car. I just don't think because I usually put it right back in
this
his pocket.
This show is riveting.
Here's Kieran pictures. Okay, he was in the paper once. There's his junior guard photo. There's my AAA card.
Oh, that's valuable.
10 years a member. I think it's more than that, honestly.
Yeah, I've been a member for a while.
How many Jersey Mike's gift cards do you think I have, JD?
Jersey Mike's gift cards?
Yeah, how many?
Like two?
Bing, bing, bing. Correct guess, fuckface. Have it Mike's way or hit the bricks. Go to Subway, sizzle tits.
Hey, Target
card.
What do you get at Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Shore favorite, Mike's way. I'm not better than Mike.
Okay.
I don't think I'm better than Mike. Barnes & Noble gold member card, which costs me a year fee every year, and it's insane that I'm a member.
Where's there?
It's literally insane.
Oh, there's like one in town. That's right.
The Mother.
There's no Walden books, though. Yeah, you know
Lee
that.
Dalton.
Yeah, oh. You know that. Fine. You know that.
He got nervous. He would knock the tiki's over.
Like, just Hulk out on it. Fucking
Starbucks. Mah. So, Jason Anger.
Did you take those in when the Hurricane Lorraine came up here?
First of all, it's Hurricane Hillary.
Okay. Well, I couldn't think of it, so I just said Lorraine.
Hurricane Lorraine.
That's a Dylan song.
Hurricane Lorraine is great.
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
Tick-a-ding, tick-a-ding.
Her name was Lauren, fierce like cocaine.
Tick-a-dunk, tick-a-dunk.
She went straight up my nose into my brain.
Well, this is coming out clear, clean, nice.
Crystal clear. The only thing that's super clear is the fact that Schmuckface McGillicuddy.
Good old Schmuckface McGillicuddy.
Damn credit card at the fucking restaurant. Ugh, such a rookie move.
What That'd a be a good sketch.
It's the worst night of my life.
Schmuckface.
This is very similar. You know what? You did this because time is a flat circle. You drove down the hill and thought about what are the worst things that I, Jason, have ever done. And you materialized,
wow.
metastasized. You metastasized.
My luck?
My bad. This is the worst thing that's
ever
happened to me.
No, you just told me
and it's the worst thing I've ever
done. First you blamed your wife. Now you're just trying to go to me. Why? Your wife was a good blame.
Oh, wow. I really am pointing the finger.
You're scapegoated.
I'm playing the blame game.
You could have totally scapegoated her and left it at that. You didn't have to come at me.
But she's not on the show. Not yet.
That's not my fault.
She's playing her cards right. That's why she's not here. If she played her cards horribly wrong, she'd be here. There's plenty of room.
There is.
Most seating available on any Tiki Bar podcast.
You can't ever do that wives episode. That would be weird. My wife is so interested in podcasting now too.
Really?
Yeah. Like she wants to do. She like I recorded. You remember we did a cancer one?
Oh, did
for,
you?
Yeah. For basically the idea was make a little podcast so that she doesn't have to repeat the story every time someone calls her
and send it.
Yeah, and we put
and
it.
Did
up.
You actually do that?
Yeah, we put it up. It's Milan's cancer.
How many listens, excuse me?
Like the family.
Right.
Like basically her friends and family.
So how long was the episode?
I mean, they would talk an hour or 40 minutes. Or 30. They just like, I'm going to tell you like.
Who's they?
Her friend Jamie came out and was on it.
Right.
And she's an oncology nurse, right?
Got it.
She deals with like.
She's dialed in.
So she knows all about chemotherapy and all that stuff. And so they talked science and what it's like to get, you know, she hasn't done a double mastectomy episode yet. We got to record the post-op because like now she's
metastasized mastectomy.
There was no metastasis that we know of. Like, so they're going to put her on a light chemo cycle, like pills to what? Just make sure.
How do you say mastectomy? I'm not saying it right.
Double mastectomy.
Oh, so mastectomy.
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 I metastasized the correct way to say mastectomy. It sounds like a mistake to me.
Or hey.
This mastectomy sounds
Whoa,
like a mistake to me.
This is an Irish limerick waiting to be born.
A limerick.
Limerick.
We don't have time for limericks. Cut right to the limericks.
Oh my God, we can have an audience out here. Everything.
We shouldn't. I don't want people knowing where I live.
There'll be cardboard cutouts.
I have those.
Yeah.
I have those ready to go. I just don't have my American Advantage MasterCard.
We should have like three people we know come and sit and then do cardboard cutouts, but have it be like 20 people.
I almost invited Prano because I was like, since Jason invited himself here, I might as well invite someone.
Did I invite myself?
Totally, 100%.
I thought it was a suggestion. I thought I suggested I should come over.
No, you mastectomized your way into this.
So you know it'd be cool.
Your timing's perfect because my wife's not here.
Oh, really? It was just Karen in there?
Yeah.
I thought I saw a light go on.
I do have to, in 9 minutes, go just make sure he's
in his bed.
Yeah, with the lights out. So that, and then I'll go check to see if the credit card is in the car, which it is not.
Oh, we're going to do a break.
I just puked. In 9 minutes.
We didn't even talk about anything yet.
We have. You just got into your wife's cancer.
You didn't even bring in the show. Like, hey, everybody.
I never do.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you do.
I never have, to my knowledge.
Yeah, you do.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Hi, I'm J.D. Stacy Baker, J. Daniels, Chris Wildhour, and with me, as always, is Jason Stacy Baker, J. Daniels, J.D. Wildhour. Welcome to the Wild Hour, or if we're a bit proper, the Hour Wild, here at the Tiki Bar Wild. But we're not too proper, so it's the Wild Tiki Bar.
Oh, you went
lit
Ringo.
Lit up by the full moon, moon of the year. It's a blue moon. You know why it is a blue moon, correct?
Because of the way the moon is in the sky?
Second full moon of the month.
That's right, that's right. And it's a super duper. Blue moon.
You saw me standing with JD. We had a dream in our fart. Jason Stacy Baker.
I'll tell you what, though, the last two shows we've done have had
spanning over 12 months.
But, okay.
10, at least 10
okay,
months.
Let's just say out of the 42 that we've done.
I thought we've only done 40, and this is 41.
Maybe. I think it might. 40,
go on, go 41, on. I keep interrupting
40,
you.
42. Hike.
Stop talking while I am interrupting.
But the last two episodes have had fantastic views. Like,
for the visual.
For us, just to relax and look out. Like, yeah, I'm looking out over your landscape here.
It's pretty good.
You have a good view. It's nice at nighttime view. It's cool.
Yeah, and then during the day, you can see the mountains wrap around.
Yeah. And my garage view looks out at some nice garden. Because it's my neighbor's hedge.
It's so soothing.
And she's got like this nice Hawaiian breeze. That Hawaiian flower plant thing.
Our last two episodes are big on beach breeze.
Yeah, we've been, well, this one's kind of humid and stymie out tonight. And the bugs are definitely out. I can fucking
friggin' Sentinella. Citronella.
You go up Sentinella and you
gotta
take
go
a left.
Up Sentinella, turn a left on La Mastectoma.
So you had a quadruple mastectomy.
So a double mastectomy means both boobs?
Both boobs.
And if you had there's such a thing as a single mastectomy.
Yeah, what it is like usually you only get cancer into one, unless you're terribly unlucky and it's already spread into both. Like if it's in more than one location, that's terrible.
Right.
So
did you get a checkup?
No, I haven't had my breast check yet, but they're going to check my colon.
You're not having a mammogram, are you?
I think I need mammaries to have a mammogram.
You just said I haven't gotten my breasts checked. This is literally what you just said.
But men can get breast cancer.
Well, men can get a manogram, not a mammogram. A manogram is when I open up Instagram.
But I would imagine that mammaries and mammogram.
Mammaries all alone in the blue moonlight. Here at the Wild Tiki with Jason Stacy Baker, JDJ Daniels Wild Hour. It's the Wild Hour. Very well lit tonight.
Like romantically lit.
That's why I was singing.
This shit's romantically.
I was trying to croon lit. And you would swoon.
Bro, it's lit, bro.
By the light of the full moon.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, oh,
they pushed back the release date of Dune.
Oh, that makes me think. I've got sixpence. Jolly, jolly sixpence. You've heard that?
I've got sixpence
to last me all my life.
No, I've never heard that.
I've got two pence to spend and 2 pence to lend and 2 pence to send home to my wife. Poor wife. No wives have I. No sassy little girls to deceive me. I'm as happy as a lark, believe me, as we go rolling home. Rolling home.
Sixpence. Oh, it doesn't go back.
I've been trying to get to this lyric. By the light of the silvery moon.
And dance by the light of the moon.
Happy is the day when the immigrants move away.
You don't have any immigrants named Patty. You don't have immigrant cousin Patty.
There hasn't been an immigrant named Patty since 1894.
And that's why we created St. Patty's Day.
You don't have a cousin Patty. You don't have a... Wait a second. That's a different guy altogether. Oh, this is fucking relaxing.
Yeah, the Wild Tiki Bar.
The Wild Tiki Bar.
Not to be confused with the Tiki Hut Studios.
Not Liftmaster Studios.
We're adjacent to the Tiki Hut Studios.
Yeah, we're adjacent to the Tiki?
Apparently, we're going to be able to see Saturn tonight.
You keep talking
well.
About the moon, and it's not here yet.
Oh, I see it.
I don't.
Oh, it's blocked by the Tiki Hut Studio garage wall. This is the screen.
Are you sure it's not the retaining wall?
This is the Wild Tiki Theater screen.
Oh, that, no, that's fantastic. Yeah, we're gonna do some projection, too, in our backyard.
You projected all your bad fortune onto me, and I left my credit card at Red Onion.
I thought you rescinded that curse.
No, that was all you, man. I can't believe I blamed my poor blushing brown bride.
How do you know when she's
constantly blushing. She's never not blushing.
that's anger.
They call her Laura Blush.
But I didn't think you were going to keep blaming me for it because I was.
Yeah, you're right. It is anger. It's not blush. She's seeing red. She would be so upset if she knew this was happening right now.
Are you serious?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
Because it's a school night, I guess.
And we're quiet. I got kids. I got young kids.
Just saying, she'd be upset. She likes to get upset. That's like on brand for her.
Yeah, that's a choice, man.
Not me.
You know, Einstein said a person chooses whether they're living a happy, or should I say friendly, or hostile universe, right?
Is that what he says?
I think so. Said.
Do you think it was always Einstein and everyone pronounced it wrong? Or do you think it was Einstein?
You know, he had relatives in Venice.
Did they go by Einstein?
Yeah, I knew a kid named Sam Einstein, and he kind of looked like a gingery version of Albert Einstein, dude.
I had a history teacher named Melvin Weinstein, and he went by Mr. Weinstein.
Instead of Weinstein.
Instead of Weinstein.
Yeah, but it just could be a regional. It could be a Ellis Island thing.
It could be Weinstein. Weinstein.
Do you know that Sigmund Freud's nephew was the genius behind marketing cigarettes?
Really?
And the inventor. He invented propaganda, basically. And this is in the 20s, right? And Goebbels, like, studied him. This guy is over here, like, fucking writing ads for Lucky Strike and figuring out how to get everybody to do what he wants to do so
Freud's
he can make
nephew.
A buck. Yeah. And then Goebbels is like, oh, that guy's a genius. Let's use that so we can take over Europe.
So on last episode, we learned about Nelson Rockefeller's grandson.
Yeah.
And on this episode, we're learning about Sigmund Freud's
nephew.
Vaguely,
because I didn't have it all, like, fresh and, like, detailed.
You didn't have the Mike Rockefeller story fresh and detailed.
I simplified it because it's a long story.
There's
more to it. I mean, there's a whole lot of chanting and things that I didn't go into.
I assumed that it was the story in a nutshell.
Dude, I
cut
like 20 scenes out of that movie. New Guinea. And New Guinea.
Okay, so now that's the thing? Yeah. If I pop you, New Guinea? All right, I'm going to go check on the boy.
But I looked at a map, and it is Papua New Guinea.
course.
That's the island part of New Guinea.
Yeah, they never changed it.
But I didn't know that there's a New Guinea.
Oh, there's a New Guinea and Papua New Guinea. The island next within to it. New yeah. Guinea is Papua.
It's like southwest of Indonesia.
It's not Papua Indonesia?
Papua-nesia? So I'm going to pause this, all right? I'll stop it.
Okay.
You're going to come back. She's going to come home right now, isn't she? Okay. That sucks. I mean, I guess it's like you want that. It drives you. It gives you creative passion.
Yeah, if I didn't have my wife, she could sleep in my bed.
Okay, we're hot. We're hot. We're recording.
Come on. Come on.
We're going to go like this. I mean, I don't know if that... We didn't do that in the first act.
No, we did not at all. We didn't do that at all.
But that's okay, because nowadays the software can just... Plus, you can just look at the audio and just line it up visually.
Get up here. Plenty of room. Come on.
You got big, girl.
Well, go be on your bed then, you dingbat.
Come on up here. Come on up.
Or you can go on your bed.
You can come up. You got so many places to choose.
Do not bark at the alley. I swear to God, I'll throw water on you.
She's sniffing.
Do not do it.
Is there a possum back there, probably?
Something, man.
She smelled something earlier. She was sniffing.
Now, the turtle's back there, but that's her friend. That's her brother.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, like, other things are out there.
But I can't have her barking this late.
No,
at night,
not at all. This is a bird.
And also,
civilized.
Like, we're very safe.
Civilized.
She's not saving us at all.
No.
She's not the great white savior. First of all, she's black. Second of all, what is she saving us from?
Well, why is it a great white savior? I thought it was a great white shark.
Well, there's a white savior syndrome.
Oh, well.
That I just learned about recently.
Oh.
My parents both suffer from. Suffer from white savior syndrome.
I don't get it. Oh, because they think the savior was white?
No, they just have to go in, swoop in, and save people.
Oh, yeah.
They have white savior syndrome.
Yeah, that's America.
Come on. Get up here, big gal.
That's boomer America, buddy.
Come on.
We got to fix that country.
No, Ruby, do not bark.
How else are we going to afford bananas?
Do not bark, Ruby.
Hey.
Stop that. Yeah, you'll get shamed.
Shh, nine.
Go lay down in your bed.
Get in your bed. Or come up here.
Ruby, go to bed.
Okay, do what your dad says.
Ruby, go to bed.
Go do what your dad says.
Ruby, go to bed.
Ruby, go to bed. That's not your bed. You're walking in the
Go
yard.
To bed. Go to your bed in your bedroom.
Oh.
Go on.
Oh, look at the sad. Oh.
Well, then go here, dipshit.
You can lay with us. Come on.
Ruby, right here. Go to bed. Go to bed.
You can stay.
Go to bed.
She's just nervous.
Go on. Go to bed.
You can lay down.
Ruby, go to bed.
I'm not going to jump on you.
Ruby, go to bed. Atta girl.
Plenty of warning. She took up some midsection there, bro. She's thick.
There you go. The wife likes to feed her constantly.
Ruby's got some back.
Good girl, Ruby. Oh, God,
jackass.
This is the second time, not you.
Oh, I didn't. I mean, even if
this
it was me, I wouldn't be upset.
This is the second time that I've left my credit card in a restaurant this summer.
Oh, you're the jackass in this scenario. Calling yourself a jackass.
What am I doing?
There's a lot of dew out here, bro.
What am I doing?
It's like moist.
Oh, it's definitely dewy.
You got a moist yard.
For sure.
It's so moist.
I'm so close to the ocean.
Yeah.
It's right there.
You're like in wave territory. You like
you can hear waves you crashing.
Come to my house when the fucking when there's an earthquake down south and it sends one up.
I'm not worried about the tsunami cuz I'm pretty high up the hill, not as high up as you are.
Clearly.
But I feel like Hermosa and Manhattan are more fucked than I am.
Oh yeah.
And
oh
then
yeah,
Santa Monica.
And you know
and
what's
Venice
funny?
Are fucked.
The funniest part is like
Look at that car coming over the hill.
Like,
isn't that crazy?
The square dollar per square foot, like the areas that are going to get hit the hardest are the highest dollar footage. You know, like,
don't understand a word you just said.
Footage of dollars.
You just mastectomized my brain. You double mastectomized each
oh
one of
my
lobes.
God, we had a point.
My frontal lobe.
There was a point today.
To the show?
Yeah. Oh, Sam Tripoli says hi. He says he loves you, by the
oh,
way.
He loves me, dude.
He does love you.
He thinks I'm like the fastest comedian. He's
yeah.
like, you're the
well,
fastest guy.
You do have one of the quickest minds as far as like people that I get to play with. No, like seriously, I have been
When did you see
so,
Trip?
Last night.
Oh, he was on Eddie's
Talking,
show?
Yeah, he's on Talking Ass.
Love the Trip.
I have been blessed with getting to hang out with people like you
for Sam Tripoli
going on decades now, right?
Sure. I'm going to see Lachlan Patterson this weekend.
And another sharp mind. Yeah? Sure.
He's not fast.
It's
though.
Like,
he takes his time.
He takes his time delivering, but he's
quick.
Slow and steady. Yeah, no, he's quick. He just takes.
I would call him fast. He's not fast. He's just maybe not quick.
He just serves it real nice and easy. That's a tactic.
Is at his own pace.
But he can take it in fast.
Sure.
He takes it in fast. If he didn't take it in fast, he wouldn't be doing what he does for a living.
I guess. But I'm going to see him this weekend in Ventura.
Oh, not
we're
going to
surf C Street.
I mean, I guess if you're talking about
I don't think he's slow. He's just not fast.
Lacklandic pentameter.
He's just slow and steady wins a race, like you said.
Yeah, he's totally. It's weird because he's so thin, but he's.
Right. He's slow and steady supreme race.
He just takes his time.
In the side shed, long-haired, freaky people.
Need not
Lachlan.
Lie. Oh.
Ah, not so oh, quick. Yes. I can't wait to see his wife. I have a huge crush on her.
I went up to his house. Is that what gives you? I've had such bad luck with my mouth with her.
I'm sorry. So,
I've
like,
just said the
you open your mouth and you insert foot.
I've done it like 3 times with her, and I'm like, what the? Fuck is wrong with me?
Do you have a crush on her?
No, well, maybe
I have
just,
a crush on her.
I would say she's definitely a very beautiful person, right?
She was at one of my
all
birthday parties
around,
that you weren't at.
All the way around, like she's not only is she very physically attractive and good looking,
aesthetically
but
pleasing,
but she's a very cool person too. Like her brain is sharp.
She's as fast
she's
as
a
hustler, whip.
She's
quick
with it. She's savvy. She's strong. She's like she's been like. I've seen her save him.
Oh. Like, you know, pick him up physically and
no,
save him?
No, but she would.
Was he in a burning building?
Yeah. Like, you know, like
she
ran in. Metaphorically, yes. But he's just, I could see, like, I think she could fireman carry him out somewhere.
If they were in a fucking,
oh, no, this is no bear. Bullshit. If Lachlan got carbon monoxide and poisoning,
right.
And he passed out. And Jill woke up, and she's like, I got to get this tall, lanky fuck that even when I carry him, his feet and his hands are both going to touch on both sides.
Right.
She would fire. I could see her firemen carry him out of the building.
Okay.
And,
I'm glad.
And do it.
I'm glad you're here, first of all. Our friends Eddie and Lachlan have 2 sons. One, I believe, is named Crush.
The other is named
Cruz.
Cruz and Crush.
Now, Cruz, I believe, is Eddie's son's
yes.
nickname.
Oh, that's not his real name. Oh, he's probably Edward the Seventh.
Yeah, he's Edward the Seventh.
Maybe.
Edward of Lachlan 8. And then I believe Lachlan's son's name is actually Crush.
Yeah. They went full. He's a
and
full
then
surfer dude, bro.
The name of the principal.
No, I don't want to edit.
You let one slide.
I didn't. I listened to it today. I didn't hear it.
Yes, well, I heard
it. I'll go back through. I think you said the completion thing. I think you may have, because I let the T's slide. I let the T's slide on purpose.
No. It's in there. It's in there. It's after Dr. Seuss. And then I just say it. Principal blank. And I say it as clear as day. And that's it. And it's.
Oh.
The only reason people would know that it's the real name is because I'm telling them now. Because it's after we Seussified it and made it into a nonsense word.
Oh, yeah. But you said I left that one in there because it was so, you can't really tell.
What do you mean? It's the woman's name.
Shh.
Oh.
You can't really tell.
You can't tell.
God,
you can't tell.
Damn it. You know what? I never said
her first name.
I honestly believe that you listen to me more than anybody else on the planet when it comes to like just reining in something.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You actually just like backed off just now, which means that you love me.
It's possible.
But I'm also
I'm also spiraling because I left the credit card at the restaurant.
Oh, you're weak. He's weakened. He's weakened.
This is my time. Jimmy Kennedy.
Strike now.
Bitch slap me.
Finish
right
him.
Okay, Jason. I'll do it. I'll care about the camera on the audio only format.
Oh my God, you did. Hey, but you're mistaken.
I'm mugging to the camera
this
right
is not,
now.
Hey, guess what? This is going to go up in the camera, in the video. We've had this conversation.
Dude, we've had videos. Not one video resonated that we posted.
I never used TikTok back then.
Oh, you're on TikTok now?
I'm gonna.
You're shooting the wrong way.
I'll cut it the right way. I'll edit. I can put the bars on the side.
Okay.
Oh shit! But we're so far apart.
I know. Well, next time we'll get closer. I'll just move this table.
Yeah.
And we'll sit right here in front of the, like next to each other.
Or next time we can go at the LiftMaster.
Sure. There. This is fun though.
Forth. This is
a good change of pace.
This is really cool.
And nighttime is the right time. When was the last time we did a show at night?
It's been a long time.
Most of the wild hours are during the day, other than the Zoom episodes.
It's because we have kids and lives.
I'd much rather be live and in person than on. I don't like podcasting via Zoom, honestly, because there's a delay.
But we're gonna
delay.
That brings me to so
not a Tom DeLong.
Speaking of which, because what's that other
Where
one?
Are you? And I'm so sorry.
What's that?
I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight. I need somebody and always.
Ask your question.
This sick, strange darkness
what's
that? Creeping on, so haunting every time.
What's this?
And as I stare, I counted the webs from all the spiders catching fiends and eating there inside.
One.
My indecision.
When I heard that voice,
you,
I just shut it out.
And hear your voice up trees on.
I usually
will you come home and stop this pain tonight? Stop this pain tonight.
I'm like, 88.3 jazz. Get off that fucking
K-jazz.
Shit.
K-jazz is so good. I like 91.5 KUSC classical as well.
I do that. That's my pick up and drop off music, right? And then sometimes I listen to In Rainbows lately. I've been listening to that album.
You've been listening to Rainbows?
Yeah.
There's
rainbows.
There's no sound. Rainbows don't make sound.
You don't know nothing.
I got to listen with my heart ears.
Hey, look, light is a product of vibration.
Go on, Albert Einstein.
So there's got to be some kind of sound to it. Actually, I know a guy that got his PhD doing a solar illumination where they use a bubble construct and vibrated it and created sound, and he got a doctorate.
Now, when you say you know him, this is someone you met once?
No, this was Carlos, a friend of mine from Venice.
Your buddy Carlos.
He's my neighbor. No, him.
Was he your laser guy?
No, that's Will.
Of course.
Will retired from lasers.
Oh, he got out of the laser game?
And he opened up a dog ranch in Texas.
Going to Photon instead?
Well, he's a hunter, and he was in that scene, and he got a beautiful lab.
He opened up a dog ranch in Texas.
Northern Texas, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got a big old farm that he breeds hunting dogs on.
I love my dog.
He's a duck murderer. He's a duck killer.
She's less needy on this episode than in previous episodes.
Yeah, because we're in her territory.
This is her turf.
She's also bigger and older now and stuff.
Yeah, she's a good gal.
You're a good girl. You're a good girl. You're a good dog. Do you get that weird anal gland smell?
You're a sweet girl.
Have you had to express her anal glands yet? Have they clogged up?
So I have this service where at the dog park, I will offer, not only will I drain your dog's anal glands, but I will spay and neuter them and give you $50 cash. No questions asked on your end. But I guarantee it'll get done, and there'll be a video on a website you can see if you know about the dark web.
Now, is the dark web run on dark fiber? Or dark matter.
Are there old episodes of Darkwing Duck on the dark web, or is that just two on the beak? I mean, nose,
Darkwing
excuse me.
Duck was terrible.
Horrible. DuckTales was great.
The 90s
DuckTales
Warner Brothers
was great.
Cartoons. Like, I liked,
that was Disney, bro.
I liked... Oh, that's
Darkwing Duck was Disney.
Oh, that's right.
Part of
Animaniacs
the Disney
was...
WB.
I like that, Animaniacs.
I like Tiny Toon Adventures.
Stinky in the Brain or Pinky, mm-hmm.
Pinky in the Brain.
Stinky in the Brain.
Stinky Pinky and the Ball Brains.
What's that? We should have like a blind taste test, but just it's all Stinky Pinkies.
Yeah, Stinky
Pinky. You got it like, it's butterscotch.
Stinky Pinky. Anal domination. I will control the anus. Okay, Stinky Pinky. Quiet Brain.
Pinky and Pink, the Brain.
Yeah,
stinky
so Brain
pinky.
Was obviously the smart
he
one.
He was the Stinky.
Quiet, Stinky Pinky.
Okay, Brain.
I can't even remember what their voices were like.
He was like, ha, Goofy, Goofy. And then he was down here.
He was like, actually, he was like Kelsey Grammer-ish.
Yeah, he was very
I
Frasier.
Think they were trying to like, because that was his.
Right, it was like Kramer and Frasier.
Yeah, exactly. Kramer and Frasier. That would be, that's like,
so
it's after Simon and Simon.
That's right. Before After Simon and Simon, before Heart to Heart, Kramer and Frazier.
Dude, I knew the guy that wrote that show, Heart to Heart. Yeah. He was another neighbor in Venice was a fun place to live. I had many amazing neighbors. John Berthnall was one of my neighbors.
Really?
He had a dog named Boss. It was a pit bull that my dog Duke used to play with.
Dude, and he was a late bloomer.
Yeah, I remember when he got that fucking that Walking Dead show.
Is that what made him pop?
Yes, yeah. I remember when he got
parlayed
it.
That, and same thing with that Asian dude from Beef.
Beef.
And Minari. Did you not see Beef on Netflix?
Not yet. Is it awesome?
It's good, and this guy is great. And he's the Asian dude from
Korean?
Walking Dead.
Is it Korean? Oh, no. Because there's been a ton of Korean content on Netflix.
He's just, like, no, it's an American show.
They bought a lot
show.
Of shows from there or something. They're good American shows, show. Too.
Takes place in California, and it's starring Steven... I don't know if this is his name, honestly.
It's not the,
it might be Steven Yeun or
something.
It's not the
funny dude from Fresh Off the Boat, is it?
Not
the
at all. Not at all.
I don't even know what who the
person
is.
He's the Asian guy from Walking Dead. You clearly didn't watch
Walking Dead.
Oh, Walking Dead.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the main Asian guy. He's on seven seasons.
Okay, yeah.
He's great. He starred in this great movie called Minari, which was my favorite movie of the year like 3-4 years ago. And then I was like, who is this guy? I never realized he was the Walking Dead guy. And then I watched Beef and I was like, who is this guy?
He's
and then
like,
I was like,
dope.
Oh, dude, he's from Minari. Yeah. Oh, his star popped on Walking Dead. I didn't realize John Bernthal's star popped on Walking Dead.
How did you do that? You went
Dead.
To the right channel for a second. Oh, I guess it was. Oh, okay, that's what it was.
Because Ruby's a good girl and she's got a powerful sniffer. Honey, you got to calm down, kid.
So, what were we talking about?
Such a bummer about the fucking credit card. I have to go up there tomorrow morning. Let me see what time they fucking open those fucks.
That's why, you know, you should just have it on your iPhone as a wallet item.
Well, it opens at 11 a.m.
But you know what? The older businesses, especially the ones that cater to the blue hairs, they don't, some of them don't use the tap.
No, they just, like, they got to slide it.
Yeah, that's just.
They have to have the microfiche.
My phone doesn't fit in the fucking slider.
Remember that? Remember when credit cards, like, went through a watch.
There's some people that still use those.
And you got, like, a
back
blue
and forth
copy.
And, like, the paper rumples up. Fuck.
Right.
I used to work in a pizza place in Ohio, and I had to
pizza
run that
place.
Thing. Pizza. Mio's Pizza. Fantastic pizza. Midwest has its own pizza culture, too, that's pretty good. Not as good as the East Coast.
Do you remember the name of the alien in Meatballs 2?
I didn't get past Meatballs 1.
So there was a Meatballs 2, not nearly as good. And an alien was in Meatballs 2. He lands at the summer camp. His name was Ted, and he introduced himself to the campers. He said, me, Ted. And they said, Meathead. And they called him Meathead.
It almost
me,
like
Ted.
It almost like when you say that.
What's
Meathead.
Your name? Me,
it's
Ted.
It's always like you say,
Meathead.
Meathead. I barely know him.
Meathead. I barely beefed his head. I barely queefed on his head.
Yeah, was Bill Murray in Meatballs too?
No. I don't think they had a single returning cast member. Like, it was a deep pull.
They did that shit back then so bad. They didn't care.
They didn't
care. What was that movie?
Porky's 2 the morning after.
What was that movie where they just cast a different black dude in the next one?
Grease 2.
Grease?
John Travolta was the first black
dude. No, he's not. No, it's like, this is a clearly a different.
Oh, yeah. Well, friggin' Iron Man did that.
Yes. Well, that's because that guy's nuts.
Sure.
He's a great actor, but he's nuts. The first one?
Yeah.
He's like
Howard.
In all the movies. He's in the Best Men Bachelor movies.
His name
movies,
is Terrence
Best
Howard. Hustle
Wedding.
And Flow.
Yeah. Like, I think he's, because, you know.
He's so great as that character in Iron Man 1.
Being married, I thought he would have been a better, what's that character? It was War
There's
Machine.
There's a jazz musician named Terrence Blanchard.
There's something.
Terrence Blanders.
You don't know a Terrence Blanders.
Hi, let me introduce myself. My name is Terrence Blanders, and I'm here to offer your car life insurance. Very different than auto insurance. It's life insurance for your car.
Because they're going to be AI soon, and they will need life insurance.
So when I bought my electric vehicle, I don't understand why I had to get, for the price I paid, either LoJack or a digital license plate, okay? And I was like, I honestly don't want either one of these things. And they're like, well, you have to get one because of the price point that I sold the car and such and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, they're getting a fucking discount for putting you on the grid.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's so the Big Brother the discount.
Digital license plate because you can put a personalized message underneath your tag, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Question? And you can change it. Yes, question. Jason. Yes, question, okay. Jason.
So LoJack?
I opted no LoJack.
Or just a fucking blingy item.
Yes.
Not like a secure item, like an item that'll help you find your car.
They said, first of all, my car can be found because it has Wi-Fi or something.
Right, so you don't even need fucking LoJack because it's got a chip in it exactly. Like your iPhone does. But then you can like find my car.
Right, yeah.
But so the this is where the license plate is, by the way, right here.
So the license plate can change to be a white license plate with black numbers and letters or a black license plate with white numbers and letters.
Pure aesthetic, though.
Pure aesthetic.
No fucking like.
They say it minimizes the DMV time, but that's a lie because you do the same DMV stuff and then you take a photograph of what they send you and you download it on their dumb app. It's not easier at all. It actually adds a step.
You get a QR code. Like, dude, those are just weak.
Well, because.
That's Otis?
No, that's Ruby.
That's your old lady. Is it your wife?
I don't think so. She's early.
I'm just scared. Like, I'm afraid of her. I think she's really nice to me, too, but I'm like...
You should be afraid of her.
I don't want to be afraid.
You're the one who you made me realize she's not blushing. She's mad. I thought all this time she was embarrassed by me. She's mad at me. This changes everything. She's not nice at all.
Oh, gosh.
I thought, man, she's so cute. She gets so sheepish
she
and embarrassed.
She blushes every time
she
I'm...
She blushes anytime I fart audibly into the microphone. I enjoyed Barbie. You didn't see Barbie or Oppenheimer.
No, but...
You're not exactly a pop culture guy.
Did we talk about Jake Paul yet?
No.
We didn't. We did last time. We did talk about him because
we talked about Pauls.
Because we were talking about Pauls. And then I said, well, Jake Paul.
What about Jake Paul?
Jake Paul just got railed in the social circles out there in the world.
Why?
Because he cognitively couldn't handle sitting through Oppenheimer.
No, that was Logan Paul.
Jake Paul, Logan Paul, who's what?
Know your Pauls. Logan Paul's the older brother.
I don't know my Paul. But they're brothers?
Yeah, they're brothers.
Oh, so okay. So they probably share the same.
Logan Paul did not like Oppenheimer.
Right.
And I guess he laughed.
He said it was just people talking.
Isn't that most movies?
It was a movie about scientists that did a lot of mathematics to split an atom.
Well, like, no, they couldn't be on a train running around jumping from car to car.
Like, there wasn't a whole lot of action. There's a couple field trips, and there was one accident, right?
Can I spoil the ending of Oppenheimer?
Is it end in Japan, or is it end here?
It's like a metaphor, but literally the last image is the entire world on fire because of like a nuclear holocaust.
But it was actually because of climate change.
No, I mean, it's flames.
Yeah. Nature's not done.
I think
done.
Nolan implied that it was a nuclear holocaust that was...
I'm sure.
Why the entire planet was about to be engulfed in flames.
Really? It's not because of Chinese
space lasers? It wasn't
because of
Chinese space lasers and degree changes of the planet's temperature.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to go yell at the dog and lock her in.
God damn it. Ruby. That thing kind of looks like the statues from Ass Whapper.
Dude. My buddy Mikey Rock. Got that for me from Papua New Guinea. Apparently, it's like got the fucking tears of the warriors.
The souls.
Yeah. Soul tears.
So I wanted, is Twitch that it was that I remembered. It was Twitch. There's Twitch. There's Twitch. There's Twitch.
Twitch is the name of a black dancer who was a DJ on Ellen who shot himself.
Was that his name,
rather
Twitch?
Than deal with his white wife.
Is that Twitch?
Yeah.
Hey, man, white wives are, I'm sure they work.
We wouldn't know.
Dude, there's a kid that goes to school. Speaking of white women, they go to school with my boy.
Oh, okay.
And thank goodness they're not in the same class this year because he was always like, he slapped James in the head on Halloween.
Brutal.
Like he's got an Irishy fucking vibe and
he's handsy.
Like, he's got two older brothers, etc.
He's handsy.
His parents, you know, they had cocktails like walking down. Like, this wasn't Manhattan Beach, have Halloween trick-or-treat.
It's hilly.
This is PV trick-or-treat. Like,
hilly.
You're really with a bunch of kids and a handful of parents.
Right.
Who, like, 30% are, like, Asian Christian. Not going to be, like, oh, you have a cocktail. That's great.
Right.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, man, I grew up here in PV. My dad.
And the Asian Christians don't even drink wine for the blood of Christ. They drink grape juice.
Yeah, that's the difference.
They're pretty prude.
Yeah, that's the difference between Protestants and Catholics.
Best blowjob ever got is from a Jewish girl, not one of these Asian Christians.
That's like a, I've heard that before too. People like, I don't know, you know. But what were, oh, this kid stepped on this other kid's sandwich today. Like stepped on his lunch.
Rude.
Like,
that's like an 80s movie
bully.
The
poor little kid, and the poor little kid was upset and everything.
Eat up.
And then like he let some other kid take the fall. It's just like, I'm like, I'm glad the boy's not in his class anymore. It's like, I told him, I was like, that guy comes for you again, fuck him up. Dad,
right.
Dad said to do it. I don't care.
Right.
Dude, today, I had to, I always have to, like, leverage against this kid because he's, like,
bad.
He's, like, he's Achilles, man. He'll fucking.
Two white parents.
He'll lay there. No, I'm talking about my boy.
Oh.
I got to always leverage against my boy. I don't care what this kid. He stepped on the sandwich, like, you know, whatever. But today, I took him, James, to jiu-jitsu, right?
Jiu-jitsu Jason.
And I told him before class, because he has a tendency to like look for a friend, make a friend, and then just talk to that person the whole time.
And usually a girl.
And usually it's a girl. And I got so many pictures of him talking to other kids like as evidence, like, James, this is expensive fucking social time, dude. You know,
right. You're
here to learn how to kill, not this. And
not communicate with your peers.
So I told him today.
God forbid you communicate with your peers.
So I said, when
you're here to learn to fight your peers.
Exactly. No, defend yourself against your peers.
Right.
But
defend your sandwich.
Defend that sandwich. Fucking put that thing in a flat Stanley.
That's right.
Punch it in the nose. But I told him that.
Did you ever,
like,
have a sandwich maker?
Yeah.
This thing's radical.
Panini, baby.
Panini, baby.
Man, the fog really rolled in.
Oh, yeah. I'll be driving home in that funness.
The friggin' full moon.
Good thing I got
it's
one
running. It's blanked out by fog right now.
This is beach living.
Man.
But anyways.
Socked in by marine layer.
So I told the boy today, like at jiu-jitsu.
Socked to the hot marine layer.
Hold on, man. I want to tell you something. This is important. This is the dad moment. Okay, I told him today, I was like, what'd you do? You're supposed to listen to the teacher when the teacher talks. Like,
do you refer to him as Jiu-Jitsu James?
Jiu-Jitsu, only in Jiu-Jitsu, but like at home, he's the boy.
Right.
But like, he's, you know, I realize that our lives are like, we are kind of like Homer and Bart, he and I. It's kind of funny.
Sure.
But
same body type.
I told him today, I was like, if I see you leaning over and talking to people during Jiu-Jitsu today,
right,
when Zach or whoever's teaching, you lose Nintendo Switch for a week.
Jeez Louise.
I'm just fed
wow,
up.
Wow, bro.
I'm fed up, dude.
Yeah, you went from 0 to 60.
No, this is multiple. Like, he talks. He's like, this is like, we used to get these oops slips.
You got the oops slips from the teacher?
School. Oh, from no. But no, he got.
In jiu-jitsu, is he not supposed to be talking?
Not when they're giving him direction.
I mean,
like,
the kid's 5 years old.
No, he's not.
No,
seven.
Six. He's almost seven. No.
Okay.
He's
six. Getting.
Well, okay, you say that, but like,
still,
there's 30 kids and there's one. I got a picture
of it. There's one Jiu-Jitsu James.
He's like, all the kids are looking at the teacher except for James, who's got his hands up and he's like talking to this kid.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, no.
He's like, you
no
think
more.
Teacher is smart? Listen to James.
So I told him, like, today, I was like, you need to work. You need to do a good job today, or that's it. You
know? Okay.
So they do a sprint.
Right.
And James usually like runs like Tommy Boy.
Right.
Dude, today, because of what I said,
Usain Bolt,
he was the fastest kid out there. I was like,
Florence Griffith,
and
Jiu-Jitsu,
you know,
joiner.
Thick he is too, right?
Right.
He was hauling ass.
Sure.
I was like, whoa. Like, he tucks that head, he's going to knock somebody.
So he gets like, Nintendo Switch time.
Oh, yeah, he earned it today, dude. He did a great job. Yeah. He just has to be threatened all the time. I don't know what, like, the fear of loss is what he's driven by.
It's always bargaining.
I try to reward. I've done the thing.
Distract and bargain.
If I give him something, it doesn't work out. If I threaten to take away something, he does what he's supposed to do. I don't know, man.
Oh, my kid responded to gifts. Like, he learned to poop in the potty because
the wiping.
I said,
yes.
I'll give you 10 Matchbox
cars. Every time you
cars.
Wipe your own ass, you get a. We had a point system.
How long before Mattel? I think Mattel has Barbie and Hot Wheels, I believe.
Why don't they have a poop toy game? Kid.
Poop like, toy game like, kid. I was going to say how long before the Hot Wheels movie, because like, Barbie did so well. Like, Hot Wheels for boys, Barbie for girls. But yeah, where's the poop meal toy kit or whatever you said? Where's the poop kit toy?
Poop meal.
You're like, they've got Barbie, they've got Hot Wheels. Where's the poop meal toy kit?
I was thinking Mattel should have like a kit, you know, like a poop reward.
Sure.
I don't know. I know it's 10 o'clock. But I should roll. But I wanted to talk about real quick.
Real quick.
I missed the Sam Elliott. But
that wasn't even Sam Elliott.
But no.
Let me tell you a story about Jason, JD, Stacy Baker, Hour. Man, I'll tell you something. When that feller said, let me tell you something real quick, well, you better settle in on your haunches because you're going to be there a while, partner.
So we got to do super chats.
Super
chats.
Chads.
Chats.
I'm not doing no AI.
No, super chat.
Okay.
What is, like, you can either do it in Twitch. We can do it in TikTok.
Oh, or... Twitch. Yes. Okay. So super. Why would I want to? We're doing a talking show where you and I are having a conversation. Why would we stare at a screen and read non-talented people's thoughts?
Okay. Well.
That's my question.
Let's forget about it. You're going to hate them like out of the gate. But I was thinking we could get those Ray-Bans from Meta.
And we could, I'm in Google glasses.
Yeah, we could read and we could look at it. That's our cameras, is us looking.
Jiu-Jitsu Jason needs Google glasses.
We stream it at each other's views.
I don't like.
And we can read the messages.
I learned the hard way from TikTok. I should just stream of conscious entertain as opposed to read.
Then
the
we'll just
comments.
We'll just go with clips.
From the Fuck schmucks.
It. We won't do any fucking.
From the schmucks.
Yeah, I don't engage.
Especially Twitch.
I don't engage that shit.
Marty McGill's not going on Twitch to interact with
us. I haven't.
And I think Marty would much rather sit back and relax and enjoy the show than all of a sudden go, okay, guys, now talk about Gadget from Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
We
go.
Could do one super chat for Marty, though, where he could throw topics at us.
He'll be the only one. He might as well just text us. We might as well just say, hey, we're about to record.
Well, that's how we'll do it. We'll just have him text us.
Oh, no, but he needs to hear us?
Well, no.
So stupid. So what's your super chat idea? So we open up Twitch and all, like, first of all, you guys have live streamed talking shit, which has years of fans supposedly.
Well, they're,
but
they
got no one watching.
It's because it's behind a paywall.
But that's what I'm saying. So they live stream.
Yeah, but
it's not interactive.
It shouldn't be on a paywall. It should be on YouTube.
Sure, it should be free. I agree. So you're saying open up some sort of chat
function. I just know that shows that interact seem to do.
Joe Rogan doesn't do it.
Rogan came up off TV, bro. He's a god.
Mark Maron doesn't do it.
Same thing.
I'm just talking about like,
yeah. Bill, were you going to convert your Babysitter 2 crowd into a podcast audience?
I converted my Babysitter 2 crowd into like 200,000 TikTok followers.
Then why aren't we putting?
Because Babysitter 2 already happened in the past. Time is a flat circle.
Yeah, but I mean, this is. I gotta brush my teeth. Time's happening now.
Time's forever happening, man.
Gravity doesn't happen sometimes, though.
Al Einstein, he had a niece. My God, could she suck a dick? Forget about the theory of relativity.
Oh, God.
The theory of the panty drop.
General relativity was his theory.
General Lee was the orange car in Dukes of Hazzard.
He was also General.
It was a beacon of racism. You damn Dukes.
Did you see? Did I send you the? Oh, it wasn't you. Mitch McConnell, like, Luke seized
Duke,
up again.
Bo Duke. David Bo Duke. Bo Derek is way better than David Duke.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell is, like, completely broken.
Dude, what the fuck is he doing?
At least Dianne Feinstein shakes.
What do you do? Just I hand her my drink and it mixes up real good.
Who needs a vibrator? Just use a fibula.
Oh, my dad's getting shaky now, too, man. I hate that.
Oh, so it's the worst.
Like it's like when I FaceTime with him, it's like...
Sometimes the drunks do it. They get the shakes before they get the drinks in them. That's true.
I know. I've seen it.
Look at the kid. Kid's not shaking at all. You know why? Had a couple of drinks. Had a couple of sips.
I'm so bummed I left the fucking credit card at the restaurant,
God, back
dude.
To the credit card.
Well, it's just a schmuck move.
I know.
I pride myself on my witticisms, my quick witticisms. Why does Sam Tripoli love me so much?
Because you're quick. I was going to say, we could probably have him on.
For sure.
He is so...
He lives far.
But he'll come down.
Oh, sure, because he has two kids. Yeah.
But he's
love
also,
to get rid of the kids. I mean,
but he's also like...
He's a big conspiracy theorist guy.
He's crazy. And I would like
to see. He believes in the lizard people.
I know. He's talking about Satan last night. I want to see.
Why doesn't Eddie ever have me on the show when my friends are there, like Sam Tripoli or Nick Swardson or Tiffany Haddish or Jason Auer or Lachlan Patterson or Joe Prano? Instead, he's like, let's get real dicks like Tony Hinchcliffe and Jamie Kennedy and put them in with friggin'.
Like fragile.
Fragile men.
Like fragile those guys men. Are fragile.
And the
I was surprised at how fragile Jamie Kennedy was.
Andy Ruther is not fragile at the end of the day. He's a little bit fragile.
Yeah.
But he's not like.
You drew blood off that motherfucker.
But I talked about him behind his back at first. Like a gentleman. When he went up to the shitter.
But wasn't it like a both ways deal? Like you guys knew it. He knew what you like.
He knew my thing.
Yeah.
Where he found out the fun way.
Yeah. And then I kind of like bandwagoned because I didn't know any better. And I just think I was just right out of the gate. Like I'm on the other
By the way, Andy Ruther loves me now.
I wonder if he hates or loves me.
I don't think I think he's indifferent. He probably likes you.
I liked him.
Yeah. Well, there you go. He likes you.
He was like the
Jamie Kennedy was very fragile.
He was the most clever, but like he would do some insanely stupid things.
So Eddie was at my birthday party because he understands birthday invitations a little bit better than you, which is fine. I know now your fatal.
By the way, his shirt was buttoned all the way up again to the last top. Night. He's doing Herman. That thing. It's like
weird
shorts.
It's a weird
with
kid.
A long sleeve button down.
My wife said, and I quote, "He's weird looking." So, at my birthday, before he said goodbye, I was with one of my very close friends, Hank. And he's sitting next to me at the tiki bar.
Williams Jr.?
Hank Williams Jr. The third. So Eddie says goodbye or something, and I just said, hey, I want you to know, Eddie, I was wrong. And he tried to like talk around. I go, Eddie, just hear me. I was wrong. I'm sorry. And then he didn't say something, and he said something like, I'll have you back on the show. I go, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, are you going to come back?
That I was wrong.
Hold it. You got to. I might have it here.
And then he leaves, and my friend Hank goes, no, fuck that shit. Fuck Eddie.
Oh, my God.
Jamie Kennedy was.
Nobody knows.
Jamie Kennedy was a fragile fuck. You were fine. Anyway, I don't want to go back on the show, honestly. What are you firing up on your.
They got a new studio.
This is in Santa Monica, not Malibu.
No, this is in Culver City. We're getting another new studio.
A third studio.
Yeah, because this one's a better deal.
Where is it?
Culver City.
Where?
Well, Palms, actually, I think, technically. Like, right by Venice.
Machete doesn't want to be called Machete. He wants to be called Eddie. Not Eddie.
Ernie. Yeah, I get you.
What else is going on in there? Oh, is this All Things Comedy? No.
No, it's called Jam in the Van or something.
Jam in the Van.
Yeah, they have like a big, I mean, it's pretty dope, dude. Like, you see all that stuff?
I know, but I just, with all due respect, Jason, that weed show rolling is machine. In the fucking rear view, bro.
I know, but.
There's no world where the show becomes even 10% as popular as it was.
Well, I don't know.
I do.
Okay,
spoiler.
You could crush it. All you like.
Time is a flat circle.
But I know that. I know
how it ends.
But you know what, though? It's interesting to see.
Eddie doesn't have it.
But it's.
Eddie doesn't have the it factor.
But, okay, look. Here's a fact. He's better than most successful. Like, there's a lot of successful people out there that aren't as good at like he's Eddie, but he's actually decent stand up and a good. He writes good jokes, and
he's just not a good podcaster.
Well, he just gets,
it was Jim.
What are you talking? Well, come on, man.
It was Jim. What happened when Jim left the show? The ratings went down.
Well, okay.
They never went back up.
Well,
these are facts.
I don't know what the numbers were, but yeah,
you do know what the numbers were.
I did.
Yeah.
I used to look.
And you know that the episodes that had Jim Jefferies on them were vastly more popular.
Jim was the crowd. Jim was, yes.
Has the it factor.
Right.
Eddie has the ift factor.
Right.
Big difference.
But here's the thing.
Two Fs.
But here's the theorem.
Yeah.
The theory is this, right? The question is, can we take it to the next level
on our show
on the ift factor, right?
Oh, on talking shit
with a budget and a production staff.
No, like the answer is no.
That has a social media.
The answer is no. I've seen the social media,
but I've seen so many bad people out there with huge
matter.
Followings. I've seen so many.
The numbers don't
horrible,
lie.
Horrible, but that's the past.
But look at Eddie Ift's Instagram right now. Look at his YouTube right now.
I don't have Wi-Fi here. I can't do it.
But I've looked at it. The numbers are very, very, very small.
20,000?
No, much less than that.
Oh, wow.
Like much less than that.
15,000?
No, like tens and hundreds.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's just...
I'm not trying to be hurtful, Jason. I'm just trying to, open your eyes. I'm trying to open your eyes to the fact that it's an exercise in futility.
Let's just
you're getting paid.
Yeah. Let's just call it out then. I'm just fucking... I have to go get a colonoscopy.
I did two last year. I'm not doing another one until next year.
I hate being at this age.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that you just have to do. It's a lot.
It's fucking annoying. I probably have problems, you know. That's my big fear is my poop comes out all right, you know. Feels normal. I feel normal, but who knows? I could be sitting on a giant ass tumor and I just don't feel it.
I feel like you're going to know.
If you have a giant ass tumor?
Yeah.
I don't think my mom knew when she had colon cancer.
What's the ass cheek version of mastectomy?
Merectomy?
Mischeektomy?
Mysterectomy?
Mysterectomy?
It's like a magician.
Here's one video. Talking shit. Who was the real cartel boss reward? 43,500 viewers. There you go. See, I was wrong.
That's what I think. Because Ernie's using the machine. He has this. Because Ernie's been working hard on podcasts for the last, since the beginning of Talking Shit. But he has his own, he has a company now that has really decent clients.
Where no one calls him Machete.
No, they call him Ernie. He's a human being out there in the world with an identity and feelings. With a small business that's doing okay. And
Good for him.
He's got a contract with Blumhouse and a bunch of other celebrities and some fitness people. And
I'll tell you what doesn't get numbers.
He has a staff.
Is mentioning Jamie Kennedy.
He has a staff. He has a staff infection. And
he has a staff like Gandalf.
Yeah.
He says, "None shall call me Machete. None shall
call me Patty.
None shall call me Cousin Patty." Man, the fog really rolled in, man.
The fog rolled in like a rolling.
It was clear as a bell when you showed up.
Right. It's time to go. Let's call it a night.
Well, the dog left.
Yeah,
the card's gone.
The moon's gone.
I've had 6 or 7 mastectomies. I had a mysterectomy.
He had a phlebectomy.
Albert Einstein's niece gave me a killer blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
And Sigmund Freud's nephew taught me how to smoke and be cool.
Don't wanna go, don't wanna go, don't wanna go, but I got to go. Don't wanna go, don't wanna go, don't wanna go, but I got to go. Don't wanna go, don't wanna go, don't wanna go, but I got to go. Don't wanna go, don't wanna go, don't wanna go, but I got to go. Don't wanna go, don't wanna go, don't wanna go, but I got to go. Don't wanna go, don't wanna go, don't wanna go, but I got to go. Don't wanna go, don't wanna go, don't wanna go, but I got to go. Don't wanna go, don't wanna go, don't wanna go, but I got to go. Don't wanna go, don't wanna go, don't wanna go, but I got to go. Don't wanna go, don't wanna go, don't wanna go, but I got to go.